We just read in the parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "Lama reis lama ze?" And the content of the question, the pashtus, is that you were sent with the shlichus to tell them that the Gula is here, the Gula is coming. David is going to take you out of Mitzrayim. And the Bnei Yisrael believed him. They had the Munah. And not only didn't the Gula happen, but it became worse. Pharaoh made new gzeiros. That they came with tainus. So that Moshe Rabbeinu was at fault. Because he came and he spoke to Pharaoh, and that just made Pharaoh angry. And it's a chilul Hashem that not only didn't, and we're talking about the shlichus from the Eibishter himself through Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the Moshe Emes and Terasa Emes, and not only didn't it become better, but it became worse. And what did the Eibishter answer him? Atasirin. So now you're going to see. That's okay, it's explained because the Golas had to become worse. David did a chesed instead of 400 years to make the Golas only 210 years. So he made a worse Golas in order to be able to shorten the Golas. How does that answer the Chilul Hashem? So said Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Golas become worse, make Pharaoh make Xerus before Moshe Rabbeinu goes. Before Moshe Rabbeinu arouses the moon of all the Yidden, and all the Yidden are waiting, oh, now Moshe Rabbeinu came as a shliach from the Eibishter himself, and the Gula is going to happen now. Let the Golas become worse, and then send Moshe Rabbeinu, so there won't be a Chilul Hashem. If the Golas, if the Eibishter wants to do a chesed, why do you have to be with this Chilul Hashem? What's the answer to the Chilul Hashem over here? The human mind usually works. There's certain things I understand, there's certain things I don't understand. This is the way it's supposed to be. The Eibishter can do whatever he wants, and that I understand. And when the Eibishter wants to do something, and he sends a shliach Moshe Rabbeinu, it's supposed to happen exactly the way I understand it's supposed to happen. Golas Mitzrayim was supposed to be a preparation for Matan Torah. For Matan Torah, there is a gili of Anochi Avaye Elokecha. The Eibishter said, "Shmi Avayi Lo Nidaiti Lahem." That's a gilui that's only going to happen now. It's nugiluyim, something that even the others didn't have the full hasoga in that. And b'matan Torah was amshocha of atzmus and sof. That the matter of atzmus and sof nimna nimnois. Nimna nimnois means that I don't have a description, I don't have a definition. It's something which is only by the Eibishter. And the Rebbe speaks in the Maimer 40 years ago, this concept 40 years ago and 60 years ago, that like this, people think that the union of Nimna Minnois is Becheka Boiri, but it's not Becheka Nivroim. This has no connection with us. That's something which is only Atzmus himself. But he says, you see, Mokamori Nenam in Amida. So you see, there is something over here in this world. And in my little world, where is that? In my little world, the Nimna Minnois is there's a question that I don't have an answer, and alphabetically everything is happening. God has a plan. I don't have to understand everything that God wants and how God does it. There has to be, sometimes there's a message that I don't understand that seems to be the opposite of everything the way it's supposed to be. And I'm full of frustration to the extent that even Moshe Rabbeinu has a question. And like the Rebbe explains that the reason Moshe Rabbeinu has a question and the others didn't have a question, even though the Moshe Rabbeinu is on a higher madriga, because Moshe Rabbeinu lowered himself in order to be able to permeate by the Bnei Yisrael that even when there's questions, there's a munah. Even when there's frustration, it doesn't change the fact. The ultimate frustration and the ultimate question that even a Beinoni of Tanya has, a Koshke v'Kavachayim, each one of us has. I worked. I came to a terrific Aviv and his battles. And the Eibishter b'shas atfila through my Yisbonenus, where the Nefesh HaBahamis was not there, disappeared totally. I felt only the Tamuru Keteva Vai, my Dveikus, my Achdus with the Eibishter. And it didn't come easy. I had to work hard for it. And I worked hard. I had this moment of ultimate disalus. And davening finishes. He's back. Again, I have a taiva. V'lama asa li Hashem kezeis. It's the ultimate frustration. I'm working. I'm not giving in a single thing. I'm fighting. I'm battling. I'm doing everything I can. Not what machshava dibur ma'isa was not the way to. Everything was the way it was supposed to be. I want to feel everything the way how you feel when you're doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're connected with David. I want to feel it. I want to be live that. That should be my whole life. And just go up from one level to another level. The Yetzer is back. Taivas are back. And he's frustrated. It's a frustration that the Alter Rebbe addresses in Tanya. And what's the answer? That's why you were created. When they have that frustration, I'm talking from my perspective, what I want, and there is something much higher. There's a Nachas Ruach David has from a tzaddik of Tanya, the Mahapa Choshech Lo'er. And there's a Nachas Ruach that even though I have a Yetzer Hara, and even though I have problems, and even though I have Choshech, and even though I have darkness, I still go ahead and do that what the Eibishter wants from me. It's kaf. It's a frustrating work. I tried once, I learned the Maimer, I had this Alus, I had this Aliyah for one month, the other month, and then all ones, I fell. And Lama Hashem Kizais. I did. I went to the Shlichas. I was Ma'ir the Moshe Rabbeinu Bekirbi. I believed everything that the Eibishter said, that I'm going to go and make the Geula Pratis. And the Yetzer is back. There are certain things that we have to understand, that we do them only because I need a race of the Shamash is kaini, not for my personal satisfaction. That's the yesod. That's a basis. It was mentioned over here something that the Rebbe wrote to me, personal letter. I'll make a little fool of myself, but maybe it's kedai for the inyan. When I was a young kid, 13, 14, a little bit of an egomaniac. And besides being egomaniac, I also had the regular problems that every teenager has. And there was one Purim that So I wrote a letter to the Rebbe from Aleph to Tov, everything that's going on with him. And I wrote all my Ruchnistic problems, my Ruchnistic Yeridis, and the Nisheinis that a teenager has, and Chuli, and what I do about it, and what the And one of my other problems was that the word egomania comes in, that they say the Alter Rebbe wrote the Shulchan Aruch when he was 18, 20, started writing, or Tichos Sittes, Tichos Pesach. Shav Shmaitzer wrote the Shav Shmaitzer when he was 18. Meshulam Iger, when he was 13, he said a drosha that all the Gedei Lo'elam and his spoil, etc., etc. He said, I can't do that. Even if I say to learn. So, since I can't do it, so what's it worth it? So this was the answer to Rebbe Teich, and I don't remember the exact clause. Regarding all the problems that you're writing, I'm sure you have a Tanya with a Mafteich and Yonim, but over there you find an answer to every one of your problems. And Mafteich and Yonim will make it easier to find it. That was regarding all the spiritual problems. Regarding my egomaniac, the Rebbe wrote over here, Holer Riches. Es wundert sich mir dein ganzer Stell. I don't understand. I was a young kid still, but that's what the way the Rebbe wrote to me. Es wundert sich mir dein ganzer Stell. Is the purpose of a Jew to become bigger than another Jew, to become the greatest? If the Eibishter wants one person to be big in learning, so he'll give him the ability for that. If he wants another person to be big in stock, he'll give him the ability for that. Everyone with his particular shlichus, he has those abilities that the Eibishter gave him. And Kedoyis, the purpose of a Mishnah is Kedoyis HaMishnah Anina Vesi L'Shamash Eskaini. I was created to serve a master for the shlichus that the Eibishter sent me down in this world. So what kind of approach do you have over here? Now the Rebbe added another line, just so, because he probably knew me, the way my mind might work. Selbstverständlich, this is only talking about Hadofe, Zoris Tvei. But everybody is Mechuyah B'chol Tayag Mitzvah, so Talmud Teiru Keneged Kulam. If I won't be the biggest, I might stop learning, but that's not my task. So the Rebbe added that line also. So there is frustrations. There's wants of mitzad, what's called my yeshus, or there's wants with mitzad, my character, there's wants with mitzad, or whatever, how I set my goals, etc., and I don't seem to be even living up to these goals. Chassidus brings out this point. This is one of the main emphases of this point. B'nei b'chayri Yisrael, k'nai Yisrael v'eveyu, and like the Rebbe connects these two things. There's the revelation of the built-up attributes that he attains through his hard work. And there's those things where he's not Metzliach, he's an Aaron. And dafka over there comes the Av Atzmus of the Eibishter. The Eibishter wants a Yid. And he loves a Yid because he's a Yid. And he gave every Yid an opportunity to do something. Is there frustration? The frustrations are part of the shlichas that I have over here from the Eibishter. Because nachas ruach lebayu. But still, some come along and say, I want to feel good about myself. So let's take a look. It's a good question. I want to feel good about myself. I want to be with Simcha. So before Rabbi Yael already answered and brought out some points from a letter and Maimer, I'm going to say it in a little bit different words, maybe at a lower level. Tanya starts off with two questions. That's how Tanya starts off. That's the psiche about everything starts off with that, which obviously over there is the whole thing, what it's all about. He asks a contradiction. Alti Rosh Vinyatsuha, Eye Benechakurosha. It's a contradiction. But then he asks a logical question. Which shows right away the importance that you have to have a question on a Maimah Chazal, on a Gemara, because I can't serve the Eivishter B'Simcha Tuv Leivov. So right away, he puts down the Yisod. He puts down the foundation. How important Simcha Tuv Leivov is. And if I'm in my eyes like a Rosh, lo yuchal avad Hashem B'Simcha Tuv Leivov. If the fact that I'm a Rosh and I have all these frustrations and I do all these things, I'm not going to feel bad about it. Like attitude of some, don't worry about it. That's you. You know, the Rebbe is always Zoyer B'Lashayna. He's always very careful. There was nobody that was Zoyer B'Lashayna Nekiyo and not to call names like the Rebbe. Even when it comes to things, they say Hepecha Chaim, Hepecha Tev. Always Zoyer B'Lashayna. There's one letter where the Rebbe writes, V'lei kedasa reifa elilim. I don't know how to translate that in English, except for maybe witch doctors. That say, don't worry about it, feel good about yourself when it comes to certain taivas. And if you're medayin the lashon of your tanya, now, we know Simcha is the Yisod, but over there, it doesn't write Chas V'Sholem. When it comes to Kalus, he writes Chas V'Sholem. It's also something that we have to think about. So, he over here is a question. So, when it comes to the Stira, so we all know the answer. And he gives him Tanya. It's talking about, it's not, when it says, it doesn't really mean a Rosh. It means Kurosh, it means a Beinani. Okay, so a Beinani has a Mahalach B'Chayim. Fine. And it's only Kurosh, and therefore it's not a steerer to Simcha, because it's serving the Eivishter. Although it might not be an answer to his frustration, that's the other answer. But the second question, the logical question, that's a question for me. I'm not a Beinani. I'm not. Once upon a time, Chassidim said, Halavai Beinani. Nowadays, you got to say, Halavai Rosh HaBetevlo sometimes. Why? Because the difference between Rosh HaBetevla and Rosh HaBerala, Rosh HaBerala doesn't have a Hira Tshuva and what he does wrong. Rosh HaBetevla has a Hira Tshuva and what he does wrong. So, somebody like me, when I take this logical question, the second question of the beginning of Tanya, how should I look at myself? If I think about my weaknesses and about the Rosh, so how am I going to serve the Eivishter B'Simcha Tuv Leivov? If I'm going to just ignore it, lo yeireh lo vav v'kol mizeh, Tzeir Rachmanus Litzlan, things will become worse. Yochel lo v'dei kalus chas v'sholom. So what's my eitzah? What's my advice? So on that, the Rebbe Tzeichem Su, but the answer to this is Perek Lamed Aleph and Perek Lamed Gimel. What does he say over there? Shloi le'arev u'levalbe simchis ha'nefesh ba'atzmin ha'guf. I have to know what my guf is, I have to know what my nefesh ha'bahamis is. But just like I have a guf and I have a nefesh ha'bahamis, I also have a nefesh ha'lekis. And mitzad the nefesh ha'lekis, even though that my guf and nefesh ha'bahamis might be very disgusting, my nefesh ha'lekis is a chelik elekai mimal mamish. And that I have to attach myself and think and connect myself with the simcha of the nefesh ha'lekis. And that is what simcha is. That's what Rabbi Yehuda was talking about. Don't let the Yetzirah, the Nefesh HaBahamis, the Guf convince you that this is what I'm about. I have a guf and a nefesh abahamis. And I have work with the guf and the nefesh abahamis. And the work with the nefesh of the keys has to try to overcome it. And that's the nachas ruach for the Eibishter. It's kafya sitriacha. And that's how we mamshik. And I have to relate. So not chas v'shalom that I'm going to be happy that I'm a bal taiva. My happiness is that there is a nefesh of the keys, and this nefesh of the keys is always be'om la'ita yizbarach. And because of this nefesh of the keys, even if Rahman al-San, somebody is a kal shebekalim, etc., that kalim kalim a kal, that he's all the way gone, he's still api roiv his moisa nafshu l'Hashem. You know, the ultimate frustration could come. I mean, let's take Tanya over here. Tanya Sefer Shabbat. Benim is supposed to be Midas Kolod. Supposed to be the what everybody is supposed to strive for, the Benim of Tanya. That every Machshav Dibur Maiser in a Chnami cannot get changed and transformed the Nefesh HaBahamis. He can't transform the essence of the Nefesh HaBahamis, but the Machshava Dibra Maisi, he can control. That's in my control. And that's what everybody is supposed to strive for. That's my goal. It's Midas Kol Odom. In Tanya itself, Halevai Yebeini Sho Achaz Meshach Yimei Chayev. Berkhov Zayin. That if somebody is sad because he has Machshava's voice, and that comes to him, he said it comes from Gaiva, because you're not properly evaluating yourself. And even by a Beini, this Machshava, that's his work. These Machshava's come to him, these Taivas come to him, this fight is there by him. That's what the fight of the Beini is all about. And in the face of Shamash is going. And I'm me, halavaiya benin. So what are you sad about? That's the shlichas that you have over here in this world, to have this darkness, to have this question, to have this taiva, to have this hardship, and overcome it. But there's frustration over here. I'm supposed to strive. Everybody strives. There's a natural inclination over here. I want to reach the goal. And in Tanya yourself, it says, "Halavai yebeini show achas." Meshach, one moment in your entire lifetime. How in the world am I going to come and get to satisfaction? Over here is also the same point. Leila arif ulevabel simchas hanefesh va'atzer naguf. This is packed in Tanya. Just because I am that what I am with my weaknesses, and I have a fight on my hands, I have to know that the more fight I have in my hands, the more nachas ruach I'm going to bring to the Eibishter if I do what I'm supposed to do, and that is supposed to be my simcha. Am I supposed to just ignore my responsibilities or what I'm supposed to be or where I'm supposed to be just to be able to feel good? Let's take a look. Tanya, the Eitzah, that he, in Tanya Perek Aleph, right, he starts off. How does he start off Perek Aleph? That what is a Rosh, what is a Beinoni? So he says, and he brings the Maimah Chazal, Komi, She'ef Shari, Lassik, V'Teir, Bein, Oisik, Sholav, Dosh, Rizal, he chorus to chorus, for sure you're a Rosh. For sure. And Chazal say, from the, and it's mentioned also, from the Shlei Shaveh Sheinod Nitzelman B'chol Yem, one of them is Bittel Teir. So he starts off in a Perek Aleph of Tanya. Kol Mi She'efshar La'asik B'Teir Ve'Eino Oisek. He's for sure called a Rosh. With a Koshken HaKal V'Chaymer, Rosh is Koshken HaKal V'Chaymer. And the Chazal say, Eino Nitzelman B'chol Yem. Where is my simcha supposed to come from? Or how is it that I'm going to be able to strive and go? I'll be frustrated. I won't be able to reach. If I'm looking for my own satisfaction, for my own perfection, there's no answer. If I realize, Loi ani baras es atzmi, I didn't create myself. And the same Eivish that created Nefesh HaKis, the same Eivish that created also Nefesh HaBamis. And the same Eivish that wants, just like he wants Tev Ba'ilam, he also wants this. One of the ways of transforming this world, there should be a dear Lo Yisborach V'tachtoinim, is through Iskafil. That way it comes through me. Then there's something that the Eivish is going to be mashing, the Eivish is going to help. There is something that I have to realize that goes way beyond human comprehension. The Simchas HaNefesh, the Nefesh HaLakis, the Nachas Ruach LeBeirei, Shamayti V'Nasi Ritzoini. And that's where the Maimer Chassidus brings out this Reichkeit. Nothing else can bring this out. Nothing else brings it out. It's an approach. But then there is still that little voice in me. But all this frustration, what is doing to me? And if I can get a quick fix, why shouldn't I get a quick fix? And I can feel good about myself. It's so important. Let me ask you a simple question. Let's make an honest evaluation. And he gives a Kodesh Simchof Hei. He speaks about Kol HaKodesh Kilo Eved Aved Zorah. Because everything that happens in this world happens only from the Eibishter. See, even if somebody, Rachmon Litzlan, Mamish, was mazik you, damaged you, hurt you, he did something really bad. Not as a kas, I'm a duma because I imagined something. He tackled it bad. Still kol akoyes ki lo evid avid zohar. Why? Because nothing happens to me without the Eibishter being goyze. It comes from the Eibishter. So why are you angry at him? Even though that he has a problem with his pchira and that's why it went through him. But what I'm angry not because of what he did because of himself, because of his avir. I'm angry because of what happened to me. So that came from the Eibishter. He's one of those. And therefore, what happened to me is something that has to do with me. I have to make my own calculation. Why did this happen to me? It has nothing to do with him. And if I get angry at him, that means that I'm not recognizing this truth. And that's why it's Kilo Eved Aved Zohar. So here is a simple Hizbonanus that when something irritates me, for a real good reason, and it's one of those that Tanya gives you of not getting angry. Then the world, there is ways, etc. When a person gets angry, so think into it. Why are you getting angry? For what are you getting angry? Is it real, the anger? Is there a real reason for the anger? Or is it only outside circumstances that are causing your anger? And it makes me realize all at once how I should be able to control my anger. Oh, I finally got an answer for my anger. I'm a person that gets angry and irritated very easily. I got an answer for my anger. Why does that answer help any more than what it says in the Talmud? Let's be honest. Let's make an honest evaluation over here. Why is that helping more than what it says in the Talmud? So the only difference that I can find is that according to the way it says and the way the world goes about it, etc., so what's happening over there, I have my rights. Except, since I'm a human being, I can make a mistake. I shouldn't have gotten angry. But I still have my rights of getting angry. There are still certain things I can get angry about. When it comes to Tanya, so over here all at once, I'm losing my right. That I don't want to do. Where does that lead to? And where does that go to? When you have something that's built only on what I feel, what I am, my right, my individuality, taking out the denominator that my main essence, my main power, my main identity, my main source of simcha is I have a shlichus from the Eibishter himself. My ultimate level that I can reach is that for the creator of the whole world, I can do something. Kabiyochel. If you don't have that approach, Siddhartha Rahman al-Islam, how you may see it, if we want to deal with practicality and what be real, or the other words you might want to use, Siddhartha Rahman al-Islam, there's a big question over here, am I not denying the whole basis of the very foundation of what Chassidus is all about? What is the basis, one of the main ikkun that Chassidus came to carry down so that everybody should be able to relate to it, have a certain understanding in it, live with it? The concept of Achdus Havaya. Ein Oid Movadu. And although that there's a world, Reishis Bara Elokim Et Hashamayim V'Ha'aretz, and it's not a steer at Ein Oid Movadu, because everything the Eibishter created for that purpose that he wanted to create it, and he's not separated from it. And there's Hashgacha Pratis, and nothing happens without the Eibishter wanting it. And this Hashgacha Pratis goes so far, it means the Sikhis, that even Rachmon Islam, when somebody falls, it is also Hashgacha, so you should be able to come to even a higher Madrid. Not this Pchir Berach HaShosholim. That's the person's power. So those are from the very fundamental, basic concepts of Emunah that Chassidus teaches us. Over here, we seem to have the ultimate contradiction and frustration possible, although Chassidus speaks about it. But if I have this attitude, I want to be real, and I want to go with what I feel, and I want to have something, so then Olam is Melhelem Behester. That it's impossible to be able to live with the concept of Ein Oid Melvadei, of Hashgacha Pratis, in every single detail and prat. And that I am here, and I am living, and I am functioning, and I'm doing something only because the Eibishter is the Mechayes Kula. And it's giving me Chayes right now. It's a total contradiction to the very basic concept of what Chassidus came to teach the world. Of what the Baal Shem Tov came to be Mechadish. And the world is not a separate entity. Although the world is an entity, like the Rebbe explains in many Maamorim and Sichas. But still, it's not a separate entity. Because everything has that the chayas of the Eibishter and that purpose which the Eibishter wants it. Even Klip and Sitrach. Kamo Shel Azriah, you do it, it's also brought in time. So when somebody goes away chas v'shalom from the approach of Chassidus and goes away from this concept that I have a nefesh v'kiyus and I have a shlichus in the Eibishter and that everything has a purpose and that purpose is I should be able to overcome it, and yes, the mitzorim and the gvulim and the ra, although we don't understand it. The Rebbe once expressed himself by Verbrengen with Dmoy Sholish about the Holocaust that he doesn't want to understand it. He doesn't want to bring it down to humans. It should be taka mufrach. But that's not a contradiction to the total emunah that everything comes from the Eibush. And that the Eibush has a purpose. And ani hakotan am also within that purpose. Not only ani hakotan am in that purpose, but that letter the Rabbi Yoel read before, where the Rebbe quotes, and this is something that the Rebbe demanded from kids before Bar Mitzvah. That as far as I am concerned, it's b'shvili nivra'ayla. And the Eibush is maniach el yoinim etachtoinim, all the higher worlds and all the lower worlds and everything. Umabit olav ha'boichin kloyis relayed that every single machshava dibra ma'isis negayat him. Together with my nefesh of Amis and Yetzahor. Together with my limitations. And that's how I have to look myself. And that's why when I have the opportunity, who am I and what am I? What merit do I have that I should be able to understand? Just to be able to understand these words in Chetvar Havayim. What merit do I have? To be able to have a yichud, shein yichud, it was an imsa cloud. That I can put on tefillin, l'shabbatis, alev, and zamoyach. What did I do to earn that? That I merited to be a Ben Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and to be a Yisrael with all the avod that the Eibusher has to Yisrael and gives him this opportunity and that I can bring about a Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I have to look for another eight. When we're talking about Bittul and all this and that somehow the world doesn't like to understand, doesn't like to accept it so much. I have to be an entity, otherwise how am I going to function? The bittul is the ultimate yesh. Because it's the only true yesh, my connection with the Eibush. Everything else is only a dimyon, even though it's a reality. But the reality of it is only when it functions in the purpose of which the Eibush created it. Let's go back a little bit. When I was a 13, 14 year old, the Rebbe wrote me, you have a Tanya, I'm sure you have a Mefteach in Yoni, which will make it much easier to find the answers. We didn't have the Biurim of the Rebbe at that time, we didn't have Tanya in Yiddish at that time. We didn't have look at the Sikha 39 Krochim, Teres Menachem, who knows how many Krochim. We didn't have the Memoriam of the Rebbe, and we didn't have the Igros Kodesh, where over there in the Mafteach and Yodim you can find Eitzes, the Chol, Nega, Upega that somebody has in his daily life. I want to finish off. It's a known word and it says it's for it. And basically, I don't have to quote from it. Let's just take simply, again, one of the psukim, Amor Chazal, if you ever wanted little kids to chazer. You guide them, loy mitzosi all the time. Loy you guide them, mitzosi all the time. You guide them, mitzosi time. Kedusha, to be able to be part of it, it can't come for free. To be able to be one, to be able to get into this hagoshe of avishliches that I can make a nachas ruach lebeire, it can't come by itself. So it says in Sforim that one of the simonim, whether something is coming from the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Tov, if something comes very easy, you have big question marks. Where is this coming from? If my whole yagia is only a physical yagia, it's not a real horivanya, which takes through the person, where is this coming from? Or let me ask it in different words. Let's say it's taka a very strong yegiya. Why for this yegiya am I ready? And this yegiya, the old-fashioned chassidish yegiya, to harve in it, understand the maimer chassidus, to understand the sugi and the gemara, to understand the tesis, to understand the machlekes rishonim, to understand the swar of the chayim, to understand the sikha of the rebbe properly with the maimer kaimis. Why this yegiya pulls me, and this yegiya to find the eights of this. Not for me. That itself is the ultimate proof. The natural draw of Olam Hazeh is a natural draw. It's a tangible draw. Anything that's tangible in my tangible world, that is not Kedusha. Let me say it in different words if you don't believe me. Let's take this Maimer Chazal in itself. Let's talk to a little kid that's 8 years old. That's who the Rebbe said it, right? The guy did Loi Matzos. The kid worked hard, learned the whole night on the test. And he got a 40 on the test. So what do you mean, all-time? It's a fact. I worked hard. I got a 40. Loi Gaiti Matzos, your kid has a good head. Didn't learn a whole week, crammed the last second for 15 minutes, and he got 100 on the test. Happens all the time. Happens all the time. Lo yigaiti mitzasi, what do you mean all the time? And then you guide to mitzasi timing. What's the, in all of them, what's the lotion timing? All timing, over here timing. What happened over here? He worked hard, he got a good mark, more than he expected. So why timing? So he sees it. He didn't get a good mark, so I'm going to believe in something which is against the fact. We're talking about an 8-year-old kid. What? So we're going to say this 8-year-old kid won't relate to what I'm going to say now. So let's take one more Maim Chazal that the Rebbe demanded from 8-year-old kids. In the psukim, right? There's six psukim. And there's two psukim from Teresh B'Ksav, two from Teresh B'Peh, and then two from Tanya. The first six and the same in the last six. So when he picks from Tanya in the last six, the last one, Yisman Yisol, Yisol, Pirish, Yisol, 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 Yisol. Okay, brought in Simcha. Simcha is a very big Yisol. They wanted our kids to grow up with the concept of Simcha. There's many quotations of Simcha. I mean, I just quoted before. L'yichol av l'shem v'simcha is... there's more. You can pray Chavov. Two people that are struggling. If one is atzus, bekvedus, he can't win. You have to be besimcha. So there's other places where he brings out the concept of simcha. What did he pick for an 8-year-old kid? The concept of simcha. Yismach Yisrael b'Oisov pirish kol mi shehu mezera Yisrael. That anybody that is mezera Yisrael, anybody that's a Jew because he happened to be born a Jew, not that I worked on it. Yeshlo v'smoyach. I'm just translating the words. He has to be happy. Besimchas Hashem. My happiness is what? Not because I got the good candy. Not because I got a terrific market. I got a big pat on the shoulder. Not because I accomplished. Not because I reached. But Besimchas Hashem. That's the simcha of an 8-year-old. And that's what the Rebbe said, that every 8-year-old should chazen. In other words, that everything that we're talking about relating to the Eivishter, I have a shlichus on the Eivishter, and that I'm doing something for the Eivishter, that I'm actually making a simcha for the Eivishter, and that is my ultimate simcha, is something that even an 8-year-old can relate to. The Rebbe was practical. How? When we have problems. Of course we have problems because we're not relating. We're not thinking into what it says in Tanya about Shleil Ayur V'Vavu, Simchas HaNemesh Batzun HaGuf. Because we try to relate to only that what our natural external thing being says. We don't have the basic emuna. Chas v'shalom, we have, but I'm just figurative speech. Sorry. By Yigaita Mitzasi, there's many sikhs in the Rebbe. The Rebbe explains. When I'm talking about Mitzasi, we're not talking about what the human mind comprehends. Learning a Mishnah, learning a Pasuk Chumash, learning a Rashi, learning a Tosfos, learning a Maamar Chassidus is not Chas v'Shalom learning a subject. It's not just another wisdom. But by Yid, it's something much more, like it says in simple words. It's a yichud she'ein digmos and it's a klal. I grasp chokhmos a yizbarach. And nigla, what nigla brings down, and chassidus, what chassidus brings down, the ultimate unity with the Eibishter. Like the Rebbe explains, the dal v'shayin shagulu, that the ultimate, v'lakachli, that's limit primis ateir. V'galti is limit nigla. And v'lakachli, that's limit primis ateir. That's how the Eibishter takes me. That's how I have my gula. Because that's how I relate. That's how I get. So the mitzasi is something that goes way beyond human comprehension. It's a mitziyah. She'ein b'alav esach hadas. That's kedusha. That's avodas Hashem. That's a mitzvah. That's what learning Torah is about. That's what chassidus comes and brings out so that everybody should be in a way that everybody should be able to relate to it. And the Rebbe says an 8-year-old kid can understand. It's only a gaiti or mitzasi. That's how I get kedusha. When I harve in this, I to acquire this midah teva, to learn this part of teva, to daven with a little bit of kavana, so I zeicha to something of a hiskashus and hisachdus, which nothing else can bring me. And I start relating to understand what simchas hanefesh is, what the simcha of nefesh alekis is all about. What the nachas ruach lefonish amayti, that there is such a thing, that means something to me. So yes, it takes a reminder. And yes, sometimes it's very true. Sometimes you need Tanya Perek Choftes, or Geres Hatshuva Perek Zayin, or the simple, the old-fashioned way that by Krishna Shalamita we should make some kind of a cheshbon ha-nefesh, and to make a cheshbon of how the day passed by, and how much I utilized my day, and how much of my abilities did I really bring forth. You know, one of the things, one of the pizgam of the Rebbe, the Rebbe chazed printed in certain places. So let go of the Ra, say Teiv, involve yourself in Teiv. Another pizgam that the Rebbe said that. Say kochen sich an alchet, mir kochen sich an besimlech. The whole derech of chassidus was, don't give the Ra such a mitzvah. Involve yourself in thinking and doing and horving in learning, in davening, in Avos Yisrael, in chesed. And automatically you won't be bothered. The problem a lot by today's youth is that they don't want to believe this. And maybe by today's younger life. They're obsessed, Rahman al-Islam. I did this, I did this, I did that. And the whole Muhammad isn't the Sumira. And that Muhammad and the Sumira, Rahman al-Islam, comes about to such a thing where it puts them down or breaks them and that this is not talking to me and it can't talk to me. The basis for all that is there's a very bad mistake being made by a lot of kids. When I say Atar B'chatonim Mekol Ha'am, what am I talking about? A goy that's a noyif, a goy that's a ganif, a goy that's a ramai, a goy that's oyved avodah zarah. What am I talking about? Or I say, even if somebody is chassid Yom Yisrael. He is Mekayim Lesinov, he is Mekayim Lesignov, he is Mekayim Lesirtzach. And he's Mekayim at all because of Tzivui Hashem. But we are something totally different. That's what Chassidus brings out. And we can kochzich in this different. We have Limud HaTorah. We have Kiyum HaMitzvahs. We have Agisa B'Yayim HaMalayla. Get involved. And when you get involved, so then automatically those other things will just become fall on the wayside. Maybe, I mean, let's be honest. We all live in the Sichun Chof Ches Nissen. Let's give it, Zivetzaych. When the Rebbe said, the Rebbe Shizkim, I want Mashiach now, not because the Rebbe said it, but because I want it. Because I talk I want it. And the Rebbe said that if three or maybe even one will say it because he wants it, that can. What's the meaning of I want Mashiach now? How did the Rebbe explain it? You can think, I am who I am, and I want everything to just disappear. And live in the perfect world. Maybe that's a good thing. But that's a falsehood. You don't want that perfect world. You just want to get rid of your hardships. I want Mashiach now means that I try to daven. I try to really speak today with Shem Bika after coming Mori. But with all my horabani, it's limited. I want Mashiach now. I try to learn, I horv in the sugya or I horv in a mimer, and it's just not light in my head. I want Mashiach now. I have frustrations. I want to be a good shliach of the Eibishter. I want to be a good shliach of the Rebbe. I want to do everything that's wanted. I'm trying. I'm falling. The frustration of the vanity. I want Mashiach now. I want it so that what I'm involved in should really be the way it's supposed to be. Not that I should be able to stop being involved and stop working. The Rebbe said, Limud HaChassidus, the Mashiach himself said, Limud HaChassidus, Avodas HaChassidus, Afotzas HaChassidus, that's what's going to bring him. It has to start with ourselves, then we should know what this is all about. There is a Cheshkes HaGolus. And it's very dark. And we need Mashiach. Let's get involved in Chassidus so that when I say I want Mashiach now, I taka want him for what he's about. That the Rebbe put it in the simple words, Shleimus HaTorah V'Mitzvah. Chassidus and a klug, chassidus and a shtark. We're not going with our own koiches. We're going with the koiches that the Rebbe gave us, that the Rebbe is giving us. Let's just start to relate to reality, not to the falsehoods of Eilam Hazeh, and not to all the different types of ways that are drawing us. And maybe the positive aspect is, like Rabbi Yael started off, that this whole issue and why this meeting was called together, that's the first positive aspect, that this meeting was called together. It should happen more often. The Chassidim should come together, strengthen each other. This was called because it became known that there is a terrific bikush. People are lost. People are looking. People want to find. People want to be right. People don't want to be wrong. So I'll finish off with this halacha in the Rambam. There's a sikha from the Rebbe about it. That Mishen Roy Loi Roy Moira calls him all kinds of names. Rabbi Chvoli Hippilu. It causes all kinds of death. In the same halacha, and I never understood, in the same halacha, Umishen Roy Loi Roy, the Eina Moira, and him it says, Vatsuvim Kolai Rugel. Maybe even a worse. There's a bikkur. When the Rebbe said that if you know an aleph, teach an aleph, you know a base, teach a base, the Rebbe was not only talking about the world at large. In Hilchos Tzedakah, kol ha-korev korev koidem. We have to set up shiurim. We have to feel the responsibility. We have to be mekarev avuzas ava, everybody. Anybody that has answers should be always ready to answer. Because people are looking. Don't let them fall into the hands of those that in ruin or which will kill them. But the only way that that can happen, and this is a sikha from the Rebbe, is that those that are royal, and you have something to teach, because you learned the sikha, you can share that sikha. So those that are royal are moira. Because it's totally zebazeb. It's dependent one on the other. Let's do our job. Let's have hope that we'll do it the way the Rebbe wants us to do, so we'll have all the brachas in the Rebbe, and we'll be zeicha to be seen the way we're supposed to be. We say it's a good shame because.